Tales from the Truth is here. Haunted Appalachia, Part 1. Okay, so first of all, the stories are 100% true. Most were told by family and friends through the years, along with some of my own encounters in the rural mountains and ridgelines of my country. And of course, all the creepy stories to give you a good scare. Take them with a grain of salt, however. I must still say that these stories are as real as me, sitting here, writing this up. I hope you all find these as interesting as I do. I have grown up in eastern Kentucky for several years since the age of one. My family, both sides, have grown up in the rural Appalachia their whole lives as well, but as with modern times moved, the small town nestled here in the valley situated in between rolling hills and deep ridgelines. Where the following stories take place is a rural area nestled between in the Appalachian Mountains. It's got a name and it's considered a county. However, the area where my dad's family grew up is within this area and where these stories come from. It's more of a collection of deep ridges and mountains more than anything else. Story 1. In the 1970s or 80s, my mom and her aunt, along with her small cousins, were driving in an empty road just outside of town where they created the top of a hill where the abandoned farmhouse stood. They stopped their car in its tracks when they saw a massive, hovering saucer-shaped craft over the house. Frightened, my mother and her aunt booked it out of there at a high rate of speed. And they were scared. They continued down the mountain back to town quickly. However, when they looked in the rearview mirror, they saw the craft coming after them, tailing the car, keeping up with it. They attempted multiple times to evade the craft, but to no avail. It chased them for over a mile to town. Finally, just at the edge of the county road that leads back into town, it finally disappeared. My mother has told this story at least 100 times to many family and friends, and most of which believe her, as many have seen strange lights in the sky in various areas around the community. Though some don't, she drew me a picture of the spacecraft a few years ago, which I still have. It's gray, almost metallic looking by the way she drew it. It has red lights along the edges of the bottom, along with a few green lights around the sides. Story 2. When my mother was a child, old enough to know when something is going on, at her home with her parents and siblings one night, a man whom her mother and family already knew and were acquainted with barged into the house, scared out of his wits. He lived in a cabin deep within the woods, some miles away. During his stay there, he reported poltergeist activity, orbs, paranormal activity within the property and the house itself. He would go on to tell my grandmother that reportedly he was tormented all night by a demon who threw pots and pans and glasses and even furniture at him. This went on for almost the entire night. It would throw them completely out of the cabinets, almost hitting him. With it, he also reported knocking, tapping on the sides of the house, and thumping on the walls and ceiling. Finally, he mustered up the nerves to utter the Lord's Prayer and attempt to rebuke the spirit in the name of Jesus Christ, and this seemed to piss it off more, causing it to become even more aggressive and now trying to kill him with more heavier objects. He ran from the house and spent around 7 to 8 hours walking through the woods and rural countryside back to my grandmother's house. While on his way to the house, he reported that he could hear footsteps trailing him in the woods and next to the road, but he couldn't see anything. It continued for several hours until he finally reached their house. Story 3. In the 90s, in town sat a white brick house at the top of a small hill. A man and his wife lived there for several years. The man was in his 40s and 50s, and the woman somewhere around the same age. Anyway, One day, while my mother was working at the local gas station, where the woman also coincidentally worked, the man had called her saying that something was wrong with the gas in the house and he was going to look at it to see if he could fix it. He went down the stairs to the basement, laid on his back, and crawled up under the thing to see what happened. He lit a match, and immediately the house exploded, sending rubble everywhere. A massive fire, smoke that could be seen throughout the town. The man's wife, who saw the explosion from the gas station, ran home to discover the house gone and nothing left but its foundations. The man's body, as one might expect in a situation like this, was blown into pieces with body parts littering some of the neighboring houses. Since then, it has become a local legend that the man's spirit haunts the house that was built on the land where the original one stood. The show Ghost Hunters actually filmed an episode here because of the experiences by the home's inhabitants. Everything from pots and pans rattling and stuff being thrown around to actual manifestations inside the residence. I've decided to break these stories into three or four parts. Next will be part two.